This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, a majority of the Oklahoma Supreme Court has found the vehicle sales tax constitutional because it involved eliminating a tax exemption. How does that rationale affect revenue generation going forward?
Well, what it means is that the Oklahoma legislature can look at any of the nearly $10 billion of tax exemptions that exist as a way of raising revenue. Now, rather than needing 75% to eliminate any of those exemptions and generate that revenue, they simply need 51% in order to do that. Now, that was the majority's view. The minority disagreed with that and suggested in their dissent that was not what voters intended when they passed State Question 640.
Now that the vehicle tax case has been decided, what's next in filling the state's budget hole?
Well, now we know exactly how much it is, approximately $215 million. And it's expected that Governor Mary Fallon in the coming days will call a special legislative session.
Does the latest Supreme Court ruling make it more likely that legislators will fix the budget problem with more cuts?
Well, that is one thing they are looking at. The Senate staff, for example, has contacted state agencies and said, what impact would a nearly 3.2% budget cut have on your agency for the remainder of the fiscal year if that were implemented? But like the court pointed out, and like House Minority Leader Scott Inman pointed out, they do have the opportunity to look at revenue raising measures by eliminating tax exemptions with only a 51% vote as a way of addressing that. Governor Mary Fallon is encouraging them to do that. She has suggested publicly that they need to look at revenue-raising measures. Secretary of Finance Preston Dorflinger has also made similar suggestions. So what they would like to see them do is now, in a special session, look at those revenue-raising measures rather than trying to tackle them during a regular session in 2018, which is an election year and makes them much more politically difficult to approve.
So politics comes into play?
Oh, most definitely. It would be easier to approve a tax increase now, eliminate a tax exemption of some sort, and get that revenue and have state agencies functioning properly now than it would be to do so in the spring.
Corrections Director Joe Albaugh is warning that something has got to give because the state is continuing to incarcerate more people, 2,000 more this year.
Yes. In fact, during September, the Board of Corrections is expected to take up a plan that corrections staff has been putting together that would allow some inmates who are nonviolent in sort of the last year of their incarceration and are deemed not to pose a threat to the community to be released back into that community and supervised, either through GPS or direct one-on-one supervision. He has pointed out that many of the criminal justice reform measures that have been passed so far simply have not slowed the number of inmates coming into the front door. In fact, what we saw over the last 8.5 months are numbers that were much greater than were anticipated. So they simply don't have a place to put these individuals. So as people are coming in the front door, Albaugh has said, it looks like we'll have to begin to push some out the back door, but we'll have to continue to monitor them in the community.
Recently, the Guardian newspaper from England did a story headlined, "Oklahoma Isn't Working. Can Anyone Fix This Failing American State?" Now, like it or not, this is how much of the world is going to see Oklahoma. Are policymakers paying attention to this image of Oklahoma and stories such as these, and does it matter?
I think some are, and then there are probably some who are not. Governor Mary Fallon, for example, before she joined the state legislature, worked in business development. When you consider her time in the legislature, she has worked on economic development issues. As lieutenant governor, she did that, and as governor, she's continued to do so. She is concerned about the perception of the state. So when she travels to France for the air show, she knows people there will have seen this article, and she knows that she's going to have to correct some of the ideas that they have about the state of Oklahoma. I think there are some other people, however, who sort of think that the state ends at the border, and they view these as local problems to be dealt with locally, or that it's not that big of a problem. It's just the result of things we are trying to fix, and eventually we'll get it right.
All right, that's Capital Insider. Email your questions to news@kgou.org. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.